Over 2,000 years ago, in a city called Nazareth, there was a young woman who was named Mary. Mary was promised to marry a man named Joseph, who lived there too.
One day, an angel from God came and talked to Mary. He told Mary that she was going to have a baby, and that the baby was to be the Son of God.
Hey, Mary, you're going to have a baby, and he will be the Son of God.
And then the angel left. Now Joseph wasn't sure what to do when he heard that Mary was going to have a baby. So one night while he was asleep, one night while he was asleep, the angel came to talk to Joseph too.
Hey Joseph, Mary's going to have a baby from God. It's okay for you to marry her and take care of her and the baby. You will name the baby Jesus.
And so that's just what he did.
O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee love.
A while later, the emperor in Rome, Caesar Augustus, said that everyone had to go to their own hometown to be counted.
Everyone, go to your own hometown so that I can count you.
So, Mary and Joseph went to Joseph's hometown of Bethlehem. There were lots of other people there too. There were so many people, in fact, that there was no room for them in the inn. So, they stayed in a stable, which was a place where the animals stayed warm and dry.
There was a cow there.
Moo.
There was a sheep there.
Baa.
There was a chicken there.
Buck, buck, buck.
And Mary and Joseph stayed there too.
While they were there, baby Jesus was born, and Mary took him and wrapped him up warm and laid him in the manger.
Aww. Aww. Moo.
That night, there were some shepherds out in the fields, watching over their flocks of sheep. And the angel came and talked to the shepherds, and they were terribly afraid.
Don't be afraid. I am bringing you good news. Jesus is born in Bethlehem. He's the Savior for all peoples. You will find him laid in a manger.
And all of a sudden, there were lots of angels saying,
Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, goodwill to men.
And then the angels left. And then the angels left.
And when the angels had left, the shepherd went to find baby Jesus in the manger, just as they had been told. And when they found him, they worshipped him.
Thank you.
Not far away from Bethlehem, in a place called Jerusalem, there lived a king named Herod. Herod was an evil man who was not interested in sharing the power over his kingdom with anyone else. One day, after baby Jesus had been born, wise men came to Jerusalem, looking for the newly born king of the Jews. They asked King Herod where he was.
"Where is he who is born king of the Jews?"
So the king asked his advisors,
"In Bethlehem, go and find him and let me know." Wait, no, shoot, hold on. "Where is the king of the Jews to be born?"
"In Bethlehem."
"In Bethlehem, go and find him and let me know where he is so I can come and worship him too."
So the wise men went and found baby Jesus by following his star, and they worshiped him.
But King Herod didn't really want to worship baby Jesus. He wanted to kill him. The wise men were warned by God about this, so they went home another way. When the king found out he was tricked, he was really mad.
"Ah, I'm really mad the wise men tricked me."
So, King Herod sent soldiers to go out and kill all the little male babies in Bethlehem, who are 2 years old and younger.
"Go and kill all the little male babies in Bethlehem who are 2 years and younger."
But God warned Joseph in a dream to
get out of there.
And so they did.
And so Joseph and Mary and the little baby Jesus went to Egypt, and they stayed there until the evil King Herod died. After King Herod died, God told Joseph it was safe to come back because the people who wanted the child dead had now died.
Mary and Joseph and baby Jesus came back from Egypt, and they went to live in the town of Nazareth again. And that's where baby Jesus grew up until he was grown.
And so, now you've heard it all, about how God sent his only son to be born as a baby, so that later he could save everyone from their sins. And all it took was
just a little Christmas.
Thank you.